Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The vast majority of cells in our bodies regenerate. Our skin, stomach lining, red blood cells, bone cells, liver cells, the list goes on. But certain cells either do not regenerate at all or take years to do so.
One of those cells is the heart muscle cell called cardiomyocyte. Starting at birth, cardiomyocytes regenerate at just 1% a year. By the time we die, only half of our original heart muscle cells have been replaced.
That's why damage from a heart attack is considered permanent. Within minutes, depending upon where the blockage occurred, cardiomyocytes are either damaged or dead.
The heart can't produce replacement cells fast enough. Instead, scar tissue replaces muscle, which compromises the heart's ability to pump blood. Scientists have been looking for a way to stop, slow, or heal this damage, and they're making headway.
Researchers are focused on a small protein called thymosin beta-4, or T-beta-4. When the heart develops inside a human embryo, T-beta-4 is expressed. The protein encourages the growth of cardiomyocytes and stimulates the growth of blood vessels. Could this protein somehow be used to heal a damaged heart?
Scientists have known the outer layer of the heart holds heart progenitor stem cells called epicardium-derived progenitor cells, or EDPCs. They're usually dormant, but researchers have found that giving mice T-beta-4 seems to give the EDPCs a jumpstart.
The protein not only reduced the number of cardiomyocytes killed in a heart attack, but also prepared the dormant progenitor cells to regenerate the ones that did die. The mice also show new blood vessel formation in the heart over the long term.
T-beta-4 is already in clinical trials, and scientists hope that within 10 years, it'll be ready to help millions of Americans who suffer heart attacks.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.